So I don't just like listening to music with a socially conscious message. I like to talk about these things as well. And I do so on the Earnest Thoughts podcast. The Earnest Thoughts podcast is a weekly podcast just like this one, where I talk about social issues going on within the world, going on within the United States, life in general, pretty much everything that's outside of music specifically, because I have this wonderful podcast for that. So if you want to hear my thoughts on anything outside of the music, check out the Earnest Thoughts podcast. You can check that podcast out and subscribe to it on the same platforms you're listening to this podcast. I appreciate your listening. What up, y'all? It's your man Earnest, or you love Earnest, back again with another episode of the My Two Cents podcast. Let me turn the volume down on this phone. Anyways, here back again with another episode, and this week I am doing a review of the latest album, from Schoolboy Q, Blue Lips Schoolboy Q. No stranger to this podcast as far as me reviewing. No stranger to my listening in general. TDE artist, just dope rapper, dope music artist in general. Don't know who he is, I suggest you do your research. As I stated, not my first time listening to a Schoolboy Q project. This isn't my first time actually not only just listening to one, but enjoying one as well. Now, I thought this album right here was very, it was. I don't think this is just an opinion. I think this is factual about this album, that it was very experimental with sounds and everything. This is definitely a style of music that I haven't heard Schoolboy Q tap into. And when I say a sound of music, it's kind of hard to just bog this album down to one specific sound, because there isn't necessarily one specific sound. Although this album does tend to fall more so on the grungier sounds in a way. If you know, one would call it grungy. There's some type of but some type of, I guess, distortions or a culmination of different sounds on this album, and just with various songs too. But it was enjoyable. It was enjoyable to me for the most part. Now, yeah, there were times on this album where I was like, I don't necessarily like it. I think that it wasn't, maybe it was because it was my first time hearing it from Schoolboy Q, or maybe it was simply because I just didn't like the style that as much on those songs, the songs that I'm thinking of. I didn't like it as much as I did when it was done on other moments on this album. There was a time when I was listening to this album, right, and I initially thought of Scaring the Holes from Danny Brown and JPEG Mafia. Now, that's an album that I reviewed on here, and I really enjoyed that album. I'm not saying that, I don't know if Schoolboy listened to that album and then got inspiration to make this album here. They're not, these two albums, by the way, the only reason why I bring this Scaring the Holes up, Volume 1 up, and talking about this album is because it was music that just, I guess one could say Scaring the Holes, but nah, it was music that didn't sound like it was trying to be formulaic. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say it wasn't trying to sound good. That's not what I'm going to say. But it wasn't trying to be formulaic in a way. Now, there are formulaic moments on this album. But just like how when I was listening to Scaring the Holes Volume 1, again, it wasn't trying to have be formulaic in the sense that, you know, you would expect a hip hop song or a rap song or a certain style of music to sound, right? Whereas with this, it was just like, I'm just gonna like create the sound that I want. I'm gonna, you know, groove to this, and this is what I'm going to do on this song. That's what I like in the two, you know, and that was a dope approach for this album. And again, from Schoolboy Q doing that, that was pretty nice. I'm never going to try to, you know, ask an artist or say to a music artist that they should not stray, they should not do anything experimental. They should not stray away from the quote-unquote formulaic style of making music. It all depends on whether it sounds good or not, you know, whether it sounds appealing or not to listen to. And, you know, on here, it was pretty good. It was pretty good, I would say. Have I heard Schoolboy projects in the past that I'd say, honestly, that I would still rather enjoy listening to more than this? Yeah, Blank Face is that project. That's still my favorite Schoolboy Q album. Nonetheless, though, this album was not bad. It wasn't a bad one at all. I think that if you are definitely a fan of, you know, a style of hip-hop music or just music that isn't necessarily formulaic, I think this is an album that you will, you know, listen to and probably find some enjoyment in, because, again, it's not your typical hip-hop album at all. You know, and that's a good thing. I think Schoolboy is, again, on here at least, I'm not sure if he's trying to do this forever, but on here he really wanted to establish himself more so of a music artist rather than just be bogged down to hip-hop, although it's just rapping on his thing, you know, from him at least. So yeah, that's my thoughts. I do have a favorite track, and it's Pop. I thought that that song was really, at first when I first listened to it, I'm like, eh, but then it was one of those joints that grew on me, and I love it actually. That's why it's my favorite song on the album. You know, it was, maybe it was the hard rock style, the grungy style of it, that fits very well with my girl Rico Nasty, and I was glad that she was featured on that song. You know, that's the sound that I like from her. You know, I've tried giving, I'm a fan of Rico Nasty, but I've tried giving her projects a chance, and they never really done it for me. But if she was to do a sound just like how, you know, Pop was, an entire album that sound like that, not just a song here and there, but an entire album that sounds just like, and maybe she has and I've just missed it, but if she were to do entire projects like that, I'd listen to you know, her projects. But to me, it's like, I like her, but, you know, she's one of those artists where the projects don't necessarily do it for me, rather than certain singles, or there might be a song or two from any project that I pick up from them, and I like those two songs, and those end up being the two songs that I listen to the most from said artist. But that's not the case for Schoolboy Q. Schoolboy Q has projects that I really enjoy listening to. This is one that I enjoyed listening to, so yeah. There's that. Final rating, I give this an 8 out of 10. Those are my thoughts. That's my thoughts on Blue Lips from Schoolboy Q. If you've listened to this album and would love to know your thoughts, you can do so by sending a voice message or hit me up on Instagram, official Instagram in the description box below, and let me know your thoughts as well. If you haven't listened to this album, go listen to it and let me know your thoughts. I think this is a very interesting album, so as far as sounds go. So I'm not one to try to, you know, not anymore at least. I don't necessarily care about what other music reviewers say. But every once in a while, there's an album from anybody where I'm like, I'm really interested to see what other people have to say about it. And Blue Lips is definitely that for me. I don't check out the reviews until after my review is, you know, said and gone and done. So, you know, I'm going to hit stop record on this. I'm going to work on editing it, of course, and then uploading it the next day. But then after that, that's when I get to checking out what other people's thoughts about it. And that's that. Until next time, until next episode, you hear from me when you hear from me. Peace out.